Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
News Talk 830 WCCO. Time is 2:08. Chad's off today. Chris Eggert here with 5 Eyewitness News. Taking on all kinds of topics today. The A topic, though, definitely has to be the government shutdown and how it's spreading into our daily lives as these things do, as they go on. Of course, if you're a federal employee or you're in the military, you know this real well. Because you're not getting paid, or you work at the airport, TSA, you know this reality real well. If you're not directly impacted as a government employee, as these things go on, we start to feel the impacts in our daily lives more and more. This morning on the news, we were talking about telehealth appointments, something that you would not necessarily think of as being impacted by this, but because of Medicare or Medicaid, Medicare, I think the setup there that can impact your telehealth. So if you're trying to even at this point get a telehealth appointment, that might be something you run into. The airport thing is a big thing. We talked about that earlier with a aviation expert who had some interesting comments. So if you want to go back and listen to that later, you can on the Chad Hartman podcast page. Want to talk a little bit more about the politics of this. If you are President Donald Trump, and I definitely think he feels that they are in the driver's seat on this. But you are hearing more and more where people are starting to break off a little bit and go, no, we actually need to come to some kind of compromise. They're stepping out and they're speaking out. And even Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, one of the people who's now coming out and saying, we do have to do something about health insurance, which is one of the things been a big sticking point into why they're not coming to any kind of a resolution here. So we thought we'd bring in Stephen Scheer, very brilliant mind, political science professor at Carleton College. Mr. Scheer, how are you?
I'm well, thanks.
Haven't talked to you in a minute. How's everything down in Northfield?
It's quiet, you know, beautiful day.
Fall in Northfield, what a beautiful place.
Yeah.
You're a lucky man.
A lot of beautiful places in Minnesota.
No, that's a good point. Let's talk a little bit about the politics of this. Who do you think is gonna give in first?
Well, I don't think the administration's inclined to give in. They believe that, you know, as you mentioned, that they have the high ground. I think what's really interesting is to see how the polling works out over time with this. And the polls are all over the place. It's not obvious that either side, the Republicans or the Democrats, is a big winner here so far. But as all these consequences begin to hit people, as you were mentioning, that may change quite a bit. And depending on who gets most of the blame, may produce that side going to the table first. And so far, nobody's at the table, and that's the problem.
You know, it's interesting that you bring up the polling thing, because that's something I really hadn't even thought about. And, you know, they do pay a lot of attention to the polling.
Yes, Both sides do. And you can find polling that is good news for the Democrats in this shutdown. You can find polling that is good news for the administration and the Republicans in this shutdown. And so we're in kind of a vague and uncertain moment here. And what this, I think, produces is a lack of action on either side to really resolve this issue until something more dramatic occurs.
I should probably know the answer to this question, but and I think they do get paid. But do members of the Senate and the House of Representatives, do they get paid?
Yes,
this?
They do get paid. But, of course, government employees and military troops and, as you suggested, air traffic controllers are not getting paid. And the longer that goes on, the more controversy there'll be around that.
Well, when you can sit and look at it, and it's real easy, like, for them to have a political fight when it's not really impacting their pocketbooks. And to your point, that is where I think when that polling comes out, when people start feeling the impact on a day-to-day basis, that's really when the public's going to start to get angry about this, and maybe you'll see some more clarity in the polling on that, wouldn't you expect?
Yeah, historically, the party that refuses to fund the government usually suffers during a shutdown. Now, in previous shutdowns, that's almost always been the Republican Party. This is a different situation where the Democrats are not funding what's called a continuing resolution to keep government spending occurring for the next 7 months. Will the Democrats suffer the same fate that Republicans often suffered in the past? That is the big question.
Is there any chance that someone could emerge here as sort of a peacemaker, a bridge, somebody could come out and sort of broker something to make this work out and make all sides happy?
There are conversations right now between moderate Republicans and Democrats in the U.S. Senate. If five more Democrats vote to fund the government, then the shutdown ends. So perhaps they can work something out, but I think the real problem is the administration is not part of those talks. And at this point, the administration is not encouraging a solution in that direction.
What does J.D. Vance, what kind of role does he play in any of this?
Oh, he's in many ways the public face of the administration in controversies like this. They put him out as a messenger to try and drive the administration message now. He also, of course, has experience in the U.S. Senate. And one of the key things to watch is whether he becomes actively involved in talks in the U.S. Senate to resolve the shutdown. So far, we have no reports of that. But if he were to begin to do that, that would suggest the administration is trying to find a way through this with Democrats in the Senate.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
We were talking a little bit earlier on the show about who is the face of the Democratic Party right now? What do you think?
Well, in the immediate situation of the shutdown, it's Charles Schumer, who is the minority leader in the Senate. But, you know, there are a bunch of other Democrats who are very present in the traditional media, in social media, and that may be a problem for the Democrats in that they have so many voices out there that it's not obvious who is the leader.
Speaking specifically about health insurance, Marjorie Taylor Greene brought that up a little bit earlier that, you know, she's been vocal saying we actually do need to come to the table and try to figure out a way to help people with this. Do you see the position changing from the administration on that?
Well, I think the administration in principle is willing to discuss this. Here's the big divide. The administration says, yes, we will discuss doing something about that once you decide to fund the government. And Democrats are saying, we want to discuss this now before we fund the government. So they're going to have to work out some sort of an agreement on that front.
Any predictions on how long this could go?
This could go a while. And the reason it could go a while is because the administration has been very aggressive in their messaging. The administration has not been conciliatory in the way they're approaching this. And of course, Democrats have responded in a similar way. And as long that sort of public messaging really gets in the way of constructive compromise, then it's not in the foreseeable future. So it could go on for a while.
Stephen Scheer, a political science professor at Carleton College, thanks so much for your time. It's good to talk to you and good to get your insight.
Okay, thank you.
Stephen calling in on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Who do you think is going to be the first party here to step up and make an effort to come up with a compromise? I would love to hear what you have to say. WCCO Talk and Text Line, 651-461-9226.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's being behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.